Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Don Hefner. Batting second. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Roy Cullenbine. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Joe Grace. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Johnny Berardino. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Harris. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Bob Harris. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Benny McCoy. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, D. Miles. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Al Brancato. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Al Rubling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fred Caligiuri. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Fred Caligiuri. And now, play ball. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner hits a fly ball into left field. Miles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy hits a fly ball into left field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Grace. Moses reaches second base with a double. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first, with Caligiuri covering, for the out. One out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine takes first base on ball 4. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grace moves to third. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Farrell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles hits a pop-up towards short. Berardino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Grace throws the ball into Hefner, who tags Brancato trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Chapman moves to third. Two outs. Al Rubeling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubeling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cliff fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0 for 1 in the game. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 1 in the game. Clift hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman, who is chasing the ball. Clift reaches third base with a triple. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 1 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McQuinn for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Fred Caligiuri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caligiuri strikes out. One out. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0 for 1 in the game. McCoy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Moses hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McCoy moves to third. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berardino fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 1 in the game. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Judnick for the out. One out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cullenbine hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Miles, who is chasing the ball. Cullenbine reaches third base with a triple. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 0 for 1 in the game. Grace takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Berardino hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. Chapman chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Brancato. Brancato fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Brancato. Cullenbine scores. Grace goes all the way around to score. Berardino moves to third. It's 2-0, Browns. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Berardino scores. It's 3-0, Browns. Bob Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. Harris bunts towards the mound. Caligiuri fields it and throws to first for the out. Farrell moves to second. Two outs. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0 for 2 in the game. Hefner hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 0 for 1 in the game. Miles bunts towards the mound. Harris fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Eddie Collins now playing right field. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Clift hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 2 in the game. McQuinn hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 2 in the game. Judnick hits a fly ball towards right. Collins catches it and throws to McCoy, who relays to Johnson to double up Clift. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brancato hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Rubeling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubeling is 0 for 1 in the game. Rubeling bunts towards the mound. Harris fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Caligiuri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caligiuri is 0 for 1 in the game. Caligiuri hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caligiuri fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Grace hits a fly ball into left field. Miles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Berardino takes first base on ball 4. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McCoy hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cullen Bine. Hayes reaches second base with a double. Collins moves to third. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 0 for 2 in the game. Miles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Collins scores. Hayes scores. It's 3-2, Browns. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0 for 3 in the game. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first, with Caligiuri covering, for the out. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Clift takes first base on ball 4. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 3 in the game. McQuinn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Clift moves to third. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 3 in the game. Judnick hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brancato hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Rubeling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubeling is 0 for 2 in the game. Rubeling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fred Caligiuri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caligiuri is 0 for 2 in the game. Caligiuri strikes out. Two outs. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McCoy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rubeling moves to second. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a fly ball into left field. Cullen Bine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Cullenbine takes first base on ball 4. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Grace hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Berardino hits a fly ball into left field. Miles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Grace moves to second. Bob Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-2 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hayes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hayes hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Browns, 3, Athletics, 3. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson strikes out. One out. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Miles hits a fly ball into right field. Grace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 3. The Browns will come to bat. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-4 in the game. Hefner hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Clift bunts towards the mound. Caligiuri fields it and throws to first for the out. Hefner moves to second. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. McQuinn takes first base on ball 4. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-4 in the game. Judnick hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and two walks. Cullenbein hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Hefner trying to get to home. Miles throws the ball into Hayes who tags Hefner, who's trying to score from second, for the out. McQuinn moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brancato hits a line drive into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Rubeling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubeling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rubeling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harris fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Caligiuri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caligiuri is 0-for-3 in the game. Caligiuri hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Judnick. Caligiuri reaches second base with a double. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Caligiuri moves to third. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. McCoy is walked intentionally. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 3. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Grace hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Grace reaches second base with a double. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Berardino hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Bob Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 3 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rubling juggles the ball. That's an error on Rubling. Grace moves to third. Farrell moves to second. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Clift hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Grace scores. Farrell moves to third. Hefner moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Browns. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hayes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 4 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Miles hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 4, and Philadelphia Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.